Carl Azus, kicking off your Thursday edition of CNN Student News. First up, a historic showdown between the U.S. Congress and the U.S. President. Earlier this month, the House and Senate passed a controversial bill. Its goal was to allow the families of terrorism victims to sue the government of Saudi Arabia. Why? The Middle Eastern country has been accused of helping the terrorist group that conducted the September 11, 2001 attacks. 15 of the terrorists were from Saudi Arabia. The Saudi government has denied having any role in the attacks. Why did President Obama oppose the bill? He said it would interfere with his ability to conduct foreign policy and that it could potentially lead to the U.S. government being sued in other countries' court systems. For its part, Saudi Arabia threatened to abandon hundreds of billions of dollars of investments in American assets if the bill passed. Why did U.S. lawmakers support the bill? They felt the families of 9/11 victims deserved to have their day in court against Saudi Arabia. One attorney in the suit suggested that if the Saudi government was innocent, it wouldn't have to be afraid of the lawsuits. So what happened with the bill? President Obama vetoed it last week, but yesterday afternoon, Congress overrode that veto. It was the first time that's happened since President Obama took office. Overriding a veto takes a two-thirds vote in both the Senate and the House, and it's pretty rare. Only around 4% of U.S. presidential vetoes have ever been overridden, according to the Wall Street Journal. U.S. government